Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. There's a simple question that a lot of people are asked when there's an election. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago or 2 years ago if it's a congressional race or 6 years ago if it is a Senate race? And then there's a compare and contrast that happens after that. Well, we're getting close to the presidential election race when it comes to that question. And that question can only be asked of the person who's actually in office. In this case, that would be Joe Biden. Joe Biden came out this last week and wanted to take a victory lap, saying that his Bidenomics is working. The question is it for the American people? There are a lot of Americans right now that are struggling. Inflation, hyperinflation, just to name two of the issues. Interest rates now are at a new all-time high that we have seen over the last year at about 7% on a 30-year. That's changing, obviously, on a regular basis. But it certainly isn't headed in the right direction. That is a really big problem. The president, however, wants you to believe that everything is actually fine, that there are no issues, and that Bidenomics are working well, and you should be thrilled at how well they are actually working. Now, there was some truth on Meet the Depressed on Sunday morning. I'm sorry, Meet the Press on Sunday morning with the anchor who's not going to be there for much longer, Chuck Todd, saying this about where Americans are when it comes to Bidenomics.
The American public is not feeling it. Just 34% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy in a recent AP poll that was released at the end of June. And only 20% of voters believe the nation is on the right track, though voters have not felt good about the direction of the country for over a decade. And Biden is trying to persuade voters that the economy is better than they think it is.
Better than they think it is. Let me just read for you the words coming from NBC. The American public is not feeling it. Just 34% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy in a recent AP poll. 34%. That means the real number, if he wasn't trying to somehow make this look not as bad for the president, if he was honest, he would have said 64% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. Instead, they give you the 34 number, hoping that you can't do math. The AP poll was released at the end of June, and only 20% of voters believe the nation is going in the right direction. Now, again, if you wanted to be honest about these polls, what they would have said is this. 80% of Americans believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction under the leadership of Joe Biden. Yet, going into this presidential election, there seems to be a significant number of people who say they're going to vote for Joe Biden. In other words, it's not that bad, or it's not bad enough that I'm willing to vote for a different party, which goes back to the issue of tribalism. I get asked this on a regular basis, okay? I want to be very clear. It is a constant question that people keep asking me. The question is this: are we headed in the right direction? And do I believe that Joe Biden can be beat? Okay, full disclosure for you. I do not believe at this point that Joe Biden can be beat. Let me explain why I say that. Because at the end of the day, Democrats will vote for anyone. And if you don't believe me, look no further than Fetterman. Look no further than the vote with Fetterman. Look at how many people knew he was clearly incapacitated and they just didn't care. Let me also remind you that in Pennsylvania, there was an actual deceased human being on the ballot and they voted for that person anyway. It is clearly a major problem. And Democrats, yes, they may think that we're heading the wrong direction, but are they willing to break with a tribal Democratic Party that is obsessed with one thing and one thing only, and that is winning at all costs? You also have to think about the scandals that are around the President of the United States of America. You would think with these scandals around him that his approval rating would be at an all-time low. It's actually not. You would think with 80% of Americans saying they believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction, as they described it. Again, you would think, key word, you would think that then that means he would have an all-time low approval rating. Yet, that is also not the case. It is a massive problem. Tribalism in this country right now. It's not a little problem. It is a massive problem. It is a problem that is so significant that I'm not sure that Democrats would not vote for anyone if that person is their nominee. They don't need them to be coherent, and there's clearly proof in that in Fetterman. They don't care if they're incapacitated. Clearly, there's proof of that same statement in Fetterman. They don't care about any of it. The only thing they care about is winning an election. Now, you also have to think about just how dumb this actually is, how insane this idea is. This idea that we are now living in a time in a country where you can have 80% of Americans believe they're heading in the wrong direction. You can have a president that is filled with massive amounts of scandals. His presidency is consumed by scandals. There's cocaine at the White House. There's topless people that are at the 4th of July party at the White House. Transgender dudes with fake breasts at the White House taking off their shirts. You have a president whose son looked like he was high of the kite at the White House on the 4th of July. You have millions of dollars coming into bank accounts that are directly tied to the Biden crime family. We know who the big guy is, and we know that there were payments coming in to at least 9, if not a dozen different family members' bank accounts. You have hundreds of suspicious activity reports. You look at all of the things that I just said, and yet the president's approval rating is actually not that low. So if we've learned anything over the last few years, it's that unexpected things can and do happen. For example, average IRA and 401k balances fell 20% last year, according to Fidelity. We didn't expect that, but here's something that could help you if you have an IRA or a 401k. Physical gold in your IRA. Yeah, you can do that. The World Gold Council says even central banks are buying tons of gold, literally. What does that tell you? Well, you can learn why many Americans are turning to a gold IRA with Augusta Precious Metals. You should call Augusta and get their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. It feels good to know there's another savings option. So call Augusta Precious Metals, 877-BEN-IRA. That's 877-BEN-IRA. 877-BEN-IRA. Consult your financial professionals before making investment decisions and get risk disclosures at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Now, there's some new Hunter Biden news, Joe Biden news, Biden crime family news, several different aspects of this that I need to get into because it's important that you know what's happened over the last 3 or 4 days. There's a couple of different things you need to know about. Number one, Biden is now accused of scaring Hunter's estranged four-year-old daughter in a scathing New York Times op-ed. This is the White House refuses to answer questions about Joe Biden's estranged granddaughter. Now, if you want to know how sick these people are at the White House, this is a man who's supposed to be compassionate, right? The President of the United States of America. This is a man that's supposed to, you know, love everyone and be so kind and under, you know, and he feels your pain and through struggles and tribulation, right? And he's also someone that's supposed to have a lot of empathy because of all the things his son has done in his life. He's supposed to have empathy. Think about the empathy he has for his own son. He's the smartest guy I know, right? Hunter, we're so proud of him. He's gone through hell and back, and he's still standing, and we're just so proud of the man he's become, right? That's the line that Joe Biden keeps giving you. So why isn't there empathy for his own granddaughter? Why is it that he refuses to allow that granddaughter to be counted in his grandchildren count? How is it possible that in the United States of America today, a grandchild of the President of the United States of America is not to even be mentioned? The White House, by the way, sticking to their point. And this is how soulless they are. Listen.
In the New York Times over the weekend about Hunter Biden's daughter in Arkansas. Does the president acknowledge this little girl as his granddaughter?
I don't have anything to share from here.
There was a story in the New York Times over the weekend about Hunter Biden's daughter in Arkansas. Does the president acknowledge this little girl as his granddaughter?
I don't have anything to share from here.
Wow. I don't have anything to share from here. I don't have anything to share from here. That's their response. I played it for you twice on purpose. I want you to think how cold that is. Now, that little girl, if she hasn't seen it already, will see this one day. And we'll see a White House press secretary who refuses to acknowledge the existence of her by her father and her grandfather, the president. In a column titled, "It's Seven Grandkids, Mr. President," Maureen Dowding just went after, as she should, the Biden family and the fact that the 80-year-old president has decided to cut his granddaughter, Navy Jones Roberts, who they refused to allow to even carry the Biden last name, as part of the family tree. Joe Biden's mantra has always been that the absolute most important thing is your family. She writes, is the heart of his political narrative. Empathy born of family tragedies has been his stock in trade. Maureen Down writes, callously scarring Navy's life, just as it gets started, undercuts that. Despite cultivating an image as a devoted and loving grandfather, Biden, for his part, has refused to publicly acknowledge his granddaughter in Arkansas, repeatedly telling the world instead that he has only 6 grandchildren. That's how evil the president of the United States of America is towards his own. This child is 50% Biden. DNA tests have proven that. A court has declared it. And yet the president of the United States of America refuses to acknowledge it. In fact, Biden aides have been told in strategy meetings, quote unquote, for years that the president only is to have 6 grandchildren, not 7, which the New York Times first reported. White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre this week declined to answer questions about Navy Jones following the report. I have 6 grandchildren, and I'm crazy about them, and I speak to them every single day. Not a joke, the president said at the White House's Take Your Child to Work Day in April. Dow revealed Saturday that her Republican sister, Peggy, was writing a letter to the president about his treatment of the other child. I watched as you told the nation that you had 6 grandchildren, and you loved each of one of them. I believe that. Peggy Dow wrote, according to the column. What I cannot believe is that I find, and I find unconscionable, is that you refuse to admit or accept the fact that there is a beautiful little four-year-old girl living in Arkansas by the name of Navy Joan, who is your seventh grandchild. She has been the Biden, she has the Biden blood running through her veins. And all she is going to have as a reminder of this are some of Hunter's original paintings. Sounds like a lousy trade-off, if you ask me, Peggy continued. The years, plural, long child support case between Hunter Biden and Roberts has finally settled last month. Hunter previously claimed that he couldn't recall meeting Roberts, although text messages from his abandoned laptop show that she was on the payroll of his consulting firm while pregnant with her loved child. So he lied to you as well. A paternity test confirmed he fathered the girl after Hunter Biden tried to get out of it. And he initially agreed to pay $20,000 in child support, but the settlement stipulated that the embattled first son's payments would be slashed to $5,000 a month. And Navy Joan would not carry the Biden surname. How sick is that? No, no, no. She's not worthy of the Biden name because, well, she came from down there in Arkansas. It's Joe Biden for you. Could Joe Biden have sat down and said, damn it, son, she's going to have your last name and she is our grandchild and I'm going to meet her and you're going to bring her to the White House because she's done nothing wrong? You're the one that screwed up your life with drugs and she shouldn't have to pay that price? No, that's not what the president of the United States of America has done. Not only that, they denied the existence of the child and said it wasn't his. Hunter will instead provide proceeds from an undisclosed number of his art pieces for an undisclosed period of time. Navy also would be able to keep one of the pieces, and Hunter agreed to cough up Robert's attorney's fees and court costs. While Maureen Dowd sympathized with Biden for trying to support his wayward son, she was upset that the president can't defend Hunter and all of his other messes and draw the line except one little girl. The president's cold shoulder and heart is counter to every message he has sent for decades, and it's out of sync with the America he wants to continue to lead, Dowd wrote. Hunter has never seen or contacted Navy, by the way, but he's flown on private jets to go to court hearings in Arkansas just minutes away from her. And the president, the first lady, Jill Biden, remain estranged from her, Roberts claimed in court documents. London is a great mom, and little Navy is going to be fine, Roberts' lawyer, Clint Lancaster, told the Post in June, saying, quote, the kid has lots of love on the maternal side of the family in Batesville, Arkansas. They are a very, very close family. They adore her and are always going to support her. But I think everybody is disappointed that there's not more contact with the Biden family. Now, I say this to remind you of just how evil the Biden crime family is. They won't even acknowledge the existence of their own grandchild, their own child. Think about that. Think about how evil that is. I cannot imagine having a child out in the world. You know about it. You're sending money. You're sending checks. You're sending checks to that child to take care of that child. But you're saying, you can't have my last name. You will have no contact with my family. You are someone that's not worthy of me meeting as your father or your grandfather or your grandmother. When you think about that, when you really, 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 really think about it, there is one thing that you need to really think about the most here, and that is how evil that is. And that's the same person that says he's going to help you and take care of you and feel your pain and support you and understands how you're suffering with the economy, with interest rates, with hyperinflation, with gas prices. They'll treat their own child that way. Why do you think they give a crap about you?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Now, you may be saying to yourself after what I just told you about the Bidens and how they're dealing with their grandchild, all right, well, are they going to be held accountable? I don't know, to be honest with you. What I do know is that top Republicans are at least gearing up, we're being told, for a real investigation into the Biden crime family. James Comer has come out and said, as the chairman of 3 key House committees, they're now joining forces to probe the Justice Department's handling of charges against Hunter Biden after making sweeping claims about misconduct at the agency. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, speaking during a hearing on Capitol Hill this week, said that as these three committees are joining forces, they believe they're able to not only prove misconduct at many of the agencies involved, but crimes that were committed by the Biden crime family. The Republican chairman has decided that it's time for all these committees to get together and to really talk about what's going on. And these three Republicans who are leading these three House committees said it's time that they get the answers that the American people deserve. The AP put it this way. Leaders of the House Judiciary, the House Oversight, and the House Accountability Committees, as well as Ways and Means, open a joint investigation in the federal case into President Joe Biden's youngest son days after it was announced last month that he will plead guilty to misdemeanor tax offenses as part of an agreement with the Justice Department. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, James Comer of Kentucky, Jason Smith of Missouri have since issued a series of requests for voluntary testimony from senior officials. Yes, senior officials at the Justice Department, at the FBI, and at the Internal Revenue Service, as they investigate what they claim is improper interference, quote unquote. Republicans have also requested special counsel review of the supposed retaliation against the whistleblowers who came forward with the claims. Yeah. The congressional inquiry was launched after the House Ways and Means Committee, led by Smith, voted last month to publicly disclose hundreds of pages of testimony from the IRS employees who worked on Hunter Biden's case. The transcript of Greg Shapley and an unidentified agent detail what they called a pattern of slow-walking investigative steps and delaying enforcement actions in the months before the 2020 election, and even allowing for the statute of limitations to kick in before they finished investigations. The Justice Department, of course, has denied the whistleblower claims and said repeatedly that the U.S. Attorney David Weiss in Delaware, the federal prosecutor who led the investigation, had, quote, full authority of the case. Yet, what we now know is that they slow played it, hoping the statute of limitations would take many of the most serious charges off the table. Now, even a guy who I can't stand, Chris Christie, has had enough. Chris Christie says he has doubts over the Hunter Biden investigation, saying that they are either the investigation was either a lie or incompetent. It was either a lie or incompetent. Listen to what he had to say on Fox News Sunday.
Because of your background as a U.S. attorney, I'm really curious about what you think about this Hunter Biden investigation, U.S. Attorney David Weiss. We have a whistleblower, Gary Shapley, who quotes from a meeting that he and others attended with Weiss. So there are other people there in October of 2022. He said Weiss stated that he is not the deciding person on whether charges are filed. Now, both Weiss and the attorney general have said he's got the authority to do whatever he wants. Should Weiss testify? Should he explain? Where do you think there is daylight or truth in this conversation?
Well, listen, U.S. Attorney Weiss has to explain himself, and he has to explain himself in public. You know, the fact is that this investigation into Hunter Biden in Delaware is either a lie or it's incompetent. There's no way that it should take 5 years to get to a two-count misdemeanor tax plea and then to dismiss the gun charges. You know, those gun charges carry up to a 10-year sentence to lie on the application. Democrats are crying and complaining all the time about wanting more gun laws, yet they won't even enforce the gun laws that exist. And Hunter Biden should have been charged under those gun laws. Add to that you have a two-count misdemeanor tax plea that should not have taken all the time that it did. So either David Weiss is incompetent in taking 5 years to do that, or he's not telling the truth, and Merrick Garland's not telling the truth. Either way, there's a lot more work to be done on this case. And these are the kind of things that, given my background as a U.S. attorney, I'm the only one in this race who will be able to fix the Department of Justice in a way where they don't proceed any longer they have to do with fear, no favor, no partisanship. And that's the way those decisions need to be made.
But Governor,
that's when I did it when I was U.S. attorney, and it's not being done now.
Part of your plan, though, is to keep FBI Director Christopher Wray, which most of the folks in your field say they're firing him on day one. He's going to testify this week before the House Judiciary Committee. What does he need to say about whistleblowers, how they're being treated in this case, and real problems at the FBI as uncovered in the Durham report?
Well, look, and all those problems happened, Shannon, during the Jim Comey era. And Christopher Wray has come in and fired every person that was in the Comey leadership team in the FBI. These whistleblowers have come out because the atmosphere has allowed it to happen now, not during the Comey era, not during the Loretta Lynch era when she was attorney general, and they weren't charging Hillary Clinton, which is what they should have done. You know, the fact is that these other folks in the race, they just are looking for a scapegoat. They want to blame anybody. Well, I will tell them who to blame. Blame Joe Biden and Merrick Garland, who have not provided the type of leadership in the country or at the Justice Department that you need. And look, Shannon, people should go to Chris
now. I think Chris Christie understands what he's doing. I think Chris Christie's not an idiot. I think that Chris Christie is pretty smart here and understands that this is an opportunity to push himself, and conservatives will listen to this and they'll like what he's saying. That's number one. That's straight up number one. Okay? Number two, I also think he's right that as a former prosecutor, he's not an idiot. He knows this. Okay? He knows that this was either a straight-up cover-up lie or incompetence. And I don't believe that Weiss is incompetent. And the reason why I say that is the fact that he slow-played it for 5 years, knowing that the statute of limitations was going to expire. Right? He knew that. He knew that the statute of limitations was going to expire. Is that, you get what I'm saying? Like, this is insane. This is how ridiculous this investigation was. David Weiss is brilliant. David Weiss understood, and he's a liberal. He's not a conservative. He's a liberal. He knows what he's doing here. Listen to James Comer, by the way. He says there's going to be some disturbing findings that are going to come out this next week.
You had gotten records from, I believe, four banks, but there were something like 12. What sort of information are you able to get? And what's your biggest hurdle at the moment?
Well, we're up to six banks now, Jason, and we're going to have an announcement hopefully next week of more findings, more disturbing findings that we found. You know, bank records don't lie. People make a big issue out of taxes. People cheat on their taxes all the time, but it's hard to cheat on bank records. We also are requesting more bank violations. We're hoping that Treasury will give us access to more bank violations that we believe would have information on the potential bribery charges that were alleged in the FBI documents. So our investigation's moving along. We're entering the deposition phase. We're going to have Devin Archer will be the first person that was involved in the Hunter Biden business dealings or whatever you want to call them. He'll be the first person that we depose. And we have a list of who's who that were involved in the Biden organization that we plan on deposing throughout the summer.
I want to get your reaction to the cocaine found at the White House. The Oversight Committee actually.
You listen to him. He says there's several things that are big that are going to come out that they're going to find. They're going to find it. And they're going to put the pieces together. And as he described, it's disturbing. Now, there's not one time that James Comer. Okay, there's not one time that James Comer has overstated what's happening. You get what I'm saying? Not one single time. Not one single time. So when he says this, I believe him. Because he's paid off on it. He's never lied. He's never lied. I also believe that this cocaine issue at the White House is also just insane. People are still not talking about Biden's literal White House. Cocaine being found in the White House. And what that means moving forward. James Comer, by the way, also said something else on the cocaine at the White House. He says he's not surprised by it. I don't think anybody is. Because this administration is totally out of control and has gone rogue. They've also refused to date to say that the person, if they catch them, which I believe they already know who it is, they're going to cover it up, should be fired or prosecuted. What does that tell you about this White House? This week is going to be a very big week for all of this. Make sure you download the Ben Ferguson podcast if you haven't already, and you can listen all week long to the Ben Ferguson podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.